Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chris on vacation. We'll all be back together on Monday. I think Matt still has a day off, but we'll be back together on Monday. Producer Matt, not here, in after the holiday weekend. So we'll have a great week next week. Rich Fitzgerald, 1.5 hour from now. County Executive Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing all the time. We love Matt Mertz. Thank you to them. Give him a call on this holiday weekend. Something goes wrong plumbing-wise. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So there is that. So text responsibly. Don't text while driving, all that stuff. All right, the NFL, they're trying to conduct that 2020 season, Jim. It seems like everything's in flux. I don't know. We're barreling ahead as if things are going to happen. And, man, I hope they do. I'm optimistic. I'm Johnny Optimist. I don't know when I've become that in my life, but I am. I'm optimistic. So they had a two-hour conference call yesterday. Team player reps and NFLPA medical director Tom Mayer, T-H-O-M, Tom, like Tom Brenneman, T-H-O-M Mayer. That's right. And so players were told that the chances of conducting the season around the virus will depend on the success of their testing and contact tracing program. They were given details about what they could expect and what could be expected of them. So how about this? One source told ESPN, players on the call were told, and maybe this is what it's going to come to, and you know, the more I think about it, it might not be a terrible idea. They could be fined for conduct detrimental if they are found to have engaged in reckless behavior away from the field and team facility, such as eating out in restaurants and using ride-sharing services. So, are you in favor, Jim, and are you in favor, Johnny, listener, at 412-928-9370, of putting protocols in place like that and fining people for acting outside of the box? You know, the more I think about it, I am. If you want this to happen, the only way for it to happen are people to act strict, people to live within a certain rigidity. And if you don't do that, we're not going to have football. We're not going to have baseball. We're not going to have hockey. Unless you conform to a T, then you're dirtying the pool, and that's what it is. Jim, are you for this or not?
Generally, I would say no. However, you know, given the circumstances, I think you do have to lay down some rules and some strict rules, because as we've seen here, you open things back up again, and then people just get lazy, and they stop doing what they'd been doing, which kept the numbers down, and then we have to start pulling back again. And with everybody in such close contact in all sports, really, but I mean, particularly the NFL, where it is a collision sport, then it would seem the virus could be transmitted from one to another and then to another and to others very quickly. And so you have to take what measures you can. Now, I don't know how that's going to be outlined, because that would have to be collectively bargained, or can the league just impose this?
Yeah, I don't know. One would think, as with anything else, it probably needs to be collectively bargained and sent through the NFLPA, and them have to okay it. But I, in a case like this, that's extenuating circumstances, I could see them saying, and not to borrow what we do, but take it or leave it. Like, do you want it or not? You know, and if you want to play football, this is the stipulation. Now, players were told there's been discussion, too, about wearing contact tracers. They'd allow teams to identify people with whom an infected player had interacted, and that if they tested positive, their families could be tested as well. And also, those contact tracers, if you're wearing them or if you enable them and upload them onto your phone, the team then would also know your whereabouts and thus would be able to use that data to potentially fine you or know what you're doing if you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. I could see players resisting to that, but again, We're in a very odd time and place right now. I know there's all this privacy stuff. I understand it. If you want to continue to be a millionaire this year, though, it might be what you have to do. It just, it might be. I'd be okay with it. If it came down to making a paycheck or not, I'd be okay with it.
So if they told us, although, you know, we're in a different kind of a situation, but nonetheless, because I think that we already do what we're supposed to be doing here. And, you know, we haven't eaten out at a restaurant, shirtless or otherwise. and so I don't, but with young people, a lot of these guys, what, they're single, they don't cook, they go out. If they live in a city, they don't really need a car. And a lot of people depend on ride sharing to get around cities. So it's everybody has different issues, but they just have to get together. It sounds like that's what they did yesterday. You talk about it and you try to come up with solutions instead of saying, well, we can't do this. Well, figure out a way that you can do what you have to do in order to keep your sport alive.
Yeah, right. And again, we said this, you know, we said this when they first started talking about sports and bringing them back. There are going to be portions of it where you don't even recognize it. It's going to be a lot different. You know, when have you ever seen before, and you think about this in the KBO and in other places, like right when they first kind of started, when have you ever even thought about baseball players not sitting in the dugout and sitting in the stands? And yeah, does it look weird? Does it sound weird? Are you mad about it? Yeah, okay, do you want to play or not? Like, fundamentally, that's always the question that it boils down to at the end of the day with any and all of these things. Do you want to play or not? And then there's a larger call that's scheduled for today that's open to all players, not just reps. All players in the NFL, all active players, where they're going to go over it with this medical director, the NFLPA's medical director, on what some of the things that could happen. But, you know, the other part, too, that I think that the NFL might want to take a page from, Jim, is the embarrassment that baseball went through with the salary stuff, dragging its feet, understanding the American public sort of turned on baseball, and in a situation when there are a lot of people making compromises in their life, I think the NFL is going to have that in the front of their mind, saying we can't be the enemy right now, and we can't eat ourselves over small, what are deemed as small issues from the greater mass.
Yeah, and the thing is that the National Football League has had the benefit of time, but we're already starting to see that how time's running out. And when you think about it, what is it, July 3rd already? The 28th? So 3.5 weeks from now is when training camps are supposed to open. So even though the NFL has had the gift of time, all of a sudden you look up and that time's getting short and they have to figure out a plan.
Yeah, right. And, you know, the contact tracing and the way that people are wearing these meters and different things to follow you around. Again, I understand privacy and I get it. But if you want to play football, it might just be what it is. And if they want to play football, I'm going to tell you next what the best return to play plan for the regular season is. And in 15 or 20 minutes from now, Rich Fitzgerald, we talked to him, county executive. What is the plan for sports? How are we going to play sports? Are we going to play sports? Can we play sports this week? I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of those questions. I'm going to ask Rich coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.